This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today unveiled various youth focus initiatives worth over 62,000 crore rupees, giving a decisive push to education, skilling and entrepreneurship across the country. During the Kaushal Dikshant Samaroh, which has been held at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi, the Prime Minister launched the Pradhan Mantri Skilling and Employability Transformation through upgraded ITIs PM Setu. Addressing the gathering after launching the various youth-focused initiatives, the Prime Minister said skill plays an important role in nation-building. He said his government is preparing the Yuva Shakti to lead the future with a strong focus on skilling and innovation. The Prime Minister said that the PM Setu scheme will benefit over 1,000 ITIs across the country as they will be upgraded and modern machines will be introduced.
Aaj PM Setu Yojana ki shuruaat ki gayi hai. Desh bhar mein hamare 1,000 se jyada ITI institutions ko iska fayda hoga. PM Setu Yojana ke madhyam se in ITIs ko upgrade kiya jayega. Yahan nayi machine aayegi. Industry ke ट्रेनिंग एक्सपर्ट यहां आएंगे कारुकलम भी आज की और फ्यूचर की डिमांड के हिसाब से अपग्रेड होगा पीएम सेतु योजना दुनिया की स्किल डिमांड से भी भारत के युवाओं को जोड़ेगी
ऑन दिस ओकेजन मिस्टर मोदी आल्सो इनॉग्रेटेड 1200 वोकेशनल स्किल लैब्स एस्टैब्लिश्ड इन 400 नवोदय विद्यालय एंड 200 एकलव्य मॉडल रेजिडेंशियल स्कूल्स across 34 states and union territories. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar joined the event virtually. The Election Commission is holding a meeting with the representatives of 12 political parties of the state in connection with preparedness of Bihar Assembly elections. The meeting is chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar in Patna. Union Health Minister has advised that cough and cold medications should not be prescribed or dispensed to children below 2 years. In an advisory, the ministry said these are generally not recommended for children below 5 years and above that any use should follow careful clinical evaluation with close supervision. The ministry has written a letter to the Director of Health Services of all states and union territories in this regard. The advisory has been issued in view of child deaths in Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan were linked to consumption of cough syrups. Meanwhile, Rajasthan government has suspended drug controller Rajaram Sharma and halted the distribution of all 19 medicines supplied by KSN Pharma. The action was taken after 2 children died and several fell ill allegedly due to the consumption of cough syrups distributed under the Chief Minister's Free Medicine Scheme. The state has also banned the supply of cough syrups containing dextromethorphan from all manufacturers after several batches failed quality tests. Police is on high alert in Bareilly and neighbouring districts in view of the visit of Samajwadi Party's delegation to violence hit areas of Bareilly. Police has taken action against 83 people so far in connection with the violence that hit the city on the 26th of September. According to SP City Manush Parikh, police arrested Munir Idrasi, who was handling the media and communications of Tokir Raza. Meanwhile, Leader of Opposition in the State Assembly, Mata Prasad Pandey, was stopped by Lucknow Police this morning while trying to leave for Bareilly. Shri Mata Vaishnadevi Yatra will remain suspended from tomorrow to the 7th of this month due to inclement weather condition in Jammu and Kashmir. The decision has been taken keeping in view the safety and well-being of the pilgrims. Sane Takachi has been elected leader of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party today. She is said to become the first female Prime Minister of Japan on the 15th of this month. Japan's former Economic Security Minister Takachi defeated Agriculture Minister Shinichiro Koizumi in a runoff, securing 185 votes to Koizumi's 156. In cricket, West Indies innings crumbled under the superb bowling by Indian bowlers on the third day of the Ahmedabad Test match. West Indies had lost 8 wickets on 98 runs. Ravindra Jadeja took 3 wickets. Earlier, India had declared its first innings at 448 runs for 5 wickets. Centuries from Dhruv Jurel, Ravindra Jadeja and KL Rahul guided the host to take a massive lead of 286 runs over the West Indies. And that is the end of this news bulletin.